Our world is a little different than the world of the Middle Ages. If the king was going on a trip, it wasn't very quick. If you were going to go on a trip, it was going to take some time to get from where you were to where you were going. There was no Interstate 90. There was no 70-mile-an-hour cars, although who drives 70 anymore? So there were no cars that went 110 miles an hour in a left-hand lane. It was going to take you weeks to go anywhere, which meant that you would leave your home empty for months at a time. So when the king would go on a trip or a journey, he would leave somebody behind to take care of his castle. But those who were watching the castle tended to think of themselves as kings and queens when the king or queen left to go on a trip. So they would drink out of the king's own chalice. They would eat of the king's finest food, and they would take the king's signet ring and make decisions in the name of the king. And there was a term that was created for these people who, when the king went away, took over as kings and queens, and they were given the affectionate name of gypsies in the palace. When the king went away, the people would come out and play in the name of the king. The church has had a similar problem. Jesus has been gone for 2,000 years from his church. And when he has gone away, he might have promised that there would be another, the Spirit, to take his place. But rest assured that in the church there have always been gypsies in the palace. There have been those folk who have thought that they would take over for the king and make decisions in the king's name and act as the king in the absence of the king. Now, whether they were ministers or elders or perhaps people of wealth or power or influence, but there have always been people who have taken over as Lord, a Lord of the church, seeing as how Jesus has gone away. Perhaps then we can understand our text from the Romans this morning when Paul is talking about people who are acting as Lord of the church. Lords over the Church of Rome, and people who were not acting or behaving as certain individuals thought they should be acting. But Paul reminds the people of Rome and the people of Trinity in Ashtabula this morning, that we are not lords over the church, but that we are servants along with our fellow servants. And he reminds them thus, who are you to judge another's servant? Who are you to judge another's servant? To their own Lord they will stand or they will fall. To their own Lord. And here's the good news and perhaps some bad news. You and I are not Jesus. You and I are not the Lord of the church in the absence of its Lord. You and I are not gypsies in the palace of God Almighty. And so that means, rather uncomfortably, that it isn't up to you or I to judge another servant or slave of God. It isn't up to you and me to judge, because then we would be Lord, replacing Jesus as Lord. You see, when we step into his shoes or step into his role, then we have taken his place as Lord and judge over all creation. And to take his place, to play the role of judge, to pronounce people guilty and to pronounce